Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit. Hey guys, Chris Thorndike here, Factory Forge, where we build simple, lean, and profitable group fitness businesses. This week, I've got a lot of exciting things happening in my personal gym. I'm excited to share. We are actually demoing. Again, I've probably gone through 15 renovations, but the demo is specifically to add three more spots onto my floor. I am officially at capacity of serving 12 people in my group program, and we are ready to scale. And I'm excited to share that with you guys. I'm going to be doing a walkthrough of my space and helping you guys see the strategy and why I approached it in this way of spending money to make money on renovating the space. So if you're out there and interested in what it would look like to renovate your space and add more scale, add more members to the floor space instead of a bigger rented space, tune into that. That's going to go on in my Art of a Profitable Gym group. So if you're not in there, check that out. This week, we're going to be talking to you right now about how to get your team on board for a price increase. And if you're not familiar with the topic, then maybe you haven't really approached a price increase for a long time. Maybe you've been thinking about it, but also are bumping into something holding you back. And over the course of, you know, hundreds of conversation with owners, you know, living and breathing and working in the trenches of being a small group gym owner, these things can really stall out action when it comes to price. And I want to dive into those with you. But more importantly, get your entire team to really get on the same page with what the value is that you're offering so that your members stay, so that you realize your revenue is going to increase, not decrease, from making a change like this. And that's what's ultimately going to give you one more confident foot forward in actually executing or implementing. Because a lot of people out there, guys, have been thinking about this for years, and many haven't yet pulled the trigger on it and implemented. And we need to talk about that. Those are some of the headspace or mindset things that are floating around causing you to not implement or to think over and over again about doing it, but never really putting it in action. So I want to talk about that with you guys and the steps that I've gone through and how I coach people through doing this. And, you know, talk about some of the benefits that they're realizing. And, you know, quite honestly, many wish they would have done it sooner and really made the decisions that go into this faster. Because in, you know, looking at it in hindsight, the pain and the discomfort of doing it was not nearly what they thought it would be. So if you need to increase rates or you've been thinking about it but haven't yet, here we go. So first thing I want you guys to, you know, think about here is, why should I do an increase? All right, we need to really home in on that, because we know, you know, you're not charging enough, but what is enough? All right, and what's going to be the outcome for you? How are you going to take that additional resources and elevate the business or your personal life? At the end of the day, we got in business for profit, right? We are for profit businesses. And we also got in the business to have impact. So a lot of this additional resources are going to allow you to create a better program. And a lot of those funds can go towards better pay for, you know, your staff, including you. It can be upgrading equipment that maybe could, you know, increase your programming, your ability to add more exercises, or the ability to, you know, get rid of some stuff that is broken and laying around. So the benefits are there when you really start thinking about having more resources. But what goes into actually making the shift, and why a lot of people haven't done it yet? Well, for one, some people say, I need to add more stuff, I'm not quite ready, Chris. It's almost there before I'm ready to send the email or, you know, notify my members rates are going up. And for you guys, you know, out there, this kind of hits in two different ways. One, you're in the boat of saying, well, Chris, I've already made those increases in value. I've already added the equipment, the space, the training. We're really polished up on off the floor accountability or guidance. You know, our members get a lot and we do a lot. We just haven't increased the prices to reflect that. And some of you guys out there haven't put in that work or feeling like something's missing. You know, this would be kind of a feeling where you're offering class, and class is where you get your strength, and class is what you sell or talk about when someone reaches out to you. And you haven't quite, you know, tapped into all of the ways that you're impacting your clients and what makes you unique or different from your competitors. So there is some stuff out there that needs to be added in order for you to gain the confidence, but also deliver on a more valuable program. Okay. The other thing is when you can get in your head, and a lot of people, this is the reason why they're stuck right now, is they're thinking that, you know, are there people out there that would pay $50, $60, $80 more per month, $100 more per month? Do they exist? Because the people that I'm seeing, you know, coming through are very price sensitive or, you know, asking for discounts. Like, you can really get in your head and believe that those are the only people out there. So a lot of this will also have to be a mindset shift and a focus on who is getting the most out of your program. Where are those people? And, you know, how to reach them. And the more you focus on that type of client, the more you'll see that this is really just in your head on, you know, feeling not enough or not ready, or, you know, there's something missing. Okay. And the other aspect of that is, you know, when you make a price increase, not just for your new clients, you know, coming through the door, a lot of people say, hey, well, that's the easy part. You know, they don't know any different. All your loyal members, your people that have been with you for years. And if you haven't increased those rates, you know, you start getting that feeling of I owe them something, or their loyalty means a lot to me. And I don't want to lose them. I don't want to make them have to decide whether they can train with me or they can't. And that's exactly what I mean by being in your own head. Because at the end of the day, we're providing a service, and that service is designed in a way to create an outcome and to guide them through the process of staying in shape year round, right? When you really think about it, it is our job. They hired us and they're continuously rehiring us every single month so that we align them, not with just the right workouts and the feedback in class and the experience, but really to guide them when life gets distracting, when they lose focus or they don't have clear understanding of what they should be doing. That's the role of a coach. And that's the big impact of having a program that starts revealing your true value. And they start looking at competition or, you know, cheaper, you know, options out there, but they're 100% certain they're in the right place. Okay. And they've tested that and proven that over time by saying, hey, I'm not going anywhere else. But you guys know this. As years go on in your business, you make improvements, costs change, you start, you know, improving all aspects of just the business, not just the business, but also the experience. And that adds up to often increasing the cost of operating. So when you really look at the black and white and you start saying, hey, at the end of the day, you know, this isn't enough. There's not enough left over to go into all the changes and improvements we made. And that's really the value of keeping them on track year round. I had to invest in those things. I had to spend the money. And that's why they're succeeding. It's not just the class. It's what goes into the class. What goes into the training of my coaches that are coaching those classes. And that's what you can't discount. That's what you have to really lean into and start pulling out the time, the energy, the effort that it takes to run those things consistently. And you can't give that away. You can't just say, that I'm going to hold a price point because there are real, you know, fixed costs in your business that are going up every single year that are chipping away at that profit margin. And before you know it, if you're, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and haven't made an increase, there's not much left over to really want to continue to deliver the service at that point. So it can really be a place in your mind that you're not sure if people will stick around, or you're not sure if, you know, new people will pay that rate. And that's where the shift in mindset has to happen. You have to believe that you're worth it. You have to believe that there are people out there, and you have to believe that your people are capable of recognizing more value and capable of spending more money with you for what you've invested or will invest in making them a better, more committed, more successful, you know, workout person year round. Okay. So if you truly believe that you're capable of delivering on that promise and will follow through, then you're ready. But if you're not, you got some work to do. The last issue that I see on reasons people are not increasing rates have to do with dealing with the conflict. Okay. And one of the areas of conflict are going to be hearing what the members have to say. Whether that's an email response, whether that's coming through your coaches. And truthfully, for a lot of owners out there coaching only 10 to 20% of their class load, who's going to deal with this? This feedback, this uneasiness about change, maybe even confusion, and it's going to be your coaches. So if they're not prepared, well, you're preparing your business to lose people that would stay if they had more validation about the value, more validation about the change or the excitement or the vision really of where you're taking the program with the added resources. So if you skip this step of bringing your team on board and getting them to fully understand why the rates have to go up, what's going into the program, how they're playing a part, you're not going to get everybody on board towards this new vision and this new way of operating at this rate. Okay, so there are some steps that I encourage you guys to go through. Otherwise, this will absolutely be the Achilles heel of implementing, because you have these two different groups of people, your coaches and your members that you love and you care about. But if you don't address this with them and have these tough conversations, it's going to be difficult for you to get them on the same boat as you and saying, hey, we have to go in this direction. Otherwise, the math doesn't work, or the work for the ROI doesn't really add up to something I see myself doing long term. It's too hard. It's too, you know, lengthy of hours, or, you know, it's too much work for little pay. Okay. So let's inspire the coaches by getting them excited to level up. And when we level up as a team, that's really when you start seeing that instant return in the way that we step out on the floor. And when a member does ask questions, they know how to respond. They know how to look at it through the lens like you are. And no matter who they're asking, they're going to get that validation and certainty that this is the right move for the coaching program, for them staying and, you know, paying the increase. Okay. So let's talk through, you know, really what that means when you have a coaching team that is unaware. Largely, many of them might not even know your prices, to be honest. They show up, they do their job on the coaching floor, they interact with members, and they may have no real awareness of current prices or what the going rate is for, you know, a coaching program that is different from the competition out there, or what they paid if they were a member, right? That could have been years ago. So this is a re-education process, and I want to walk you through how to approach this so that you have a good game plan going into it, that it goes smoothly, that you have full cooperation and buy-in, okay? And we talked about the challenges. If you don't have that, any kind of leak in your team of uncertainty will definitely create feelings of uncertainty for you to move forward because you're not confident. It can even increase gossip and uncertainty of the membership that they don't believe that it's worth it, that you just are into it for the money and not, you know, improving the experience. So if you don't have them, this is a major deal. So let's talk about how to get them on the boat. Everybody heading in the same direction so that you are a force when you step on the floor. And members start asking the questions because it will come. You know, change creates confusion and change creates an opportunity for clarity. And which line do you want to be on? All right. So this is an essential part of increasing your rates. And if you check this off the list, I promise you, you're going to have the complete momentum and confidence to lean into it and implement it and start realizing the benefits of, you know, charging your full rate and full worth. So the first thing is we've got to meet with the team. Okay. So you go into this meeting with an agenda, you go into this meeting with certainty around, we are going in this direction, guys. It is time. I need to bring you into where my ideas and where the vision is of the company over the next few years and how we need to, you know, think about the problems we're faced with as a coaching team so that we can accomplish this together. Okay. So it really does need to be a buy-in, and every great buy-in for a team starts with a challenge or starts with a problem or a question so that we can start working on solutions together, even though it's your call, even though it's ultimately going to be in motion. It needs to be. Remember, we need that financial resources to really get the business on track, you could say. So when you start helping them see that, hey, we've got some problems and we need to come up with the ways that we're going to do this as a coaching team moving forward. So let's talk about some of that. The first thing, when we create an agenda for our staff meeting, we just want to make sure you communicate why, right? Like, we're here today because I've got some important news on where we're headed as a coaching program and what we're trying to do for our members and how we can level up. And I want to bring that vision to you, but I also need some feedback from you. So let's go through it. You know, that you need to open it up and get their buy-in. The second thing I recommend is really talk through what makes you different. Talk about the value that you see in your program. Help get them on the same page. A lot of coaches don't necessarily know what happens when people are not in the gym, when members are not being coached, right? And you may have other areas of your service that they're oblivious to, but it costs real time. It costs energy. And that gets factored into the price. So it's not all about just class, but you will help them see ways that you want to improve the class experience. Right. So help them see the value of class. And a lot of people may have forgotten this too. When you look at it through the eyes of a beginner or a member that has forgotten, you start to see how valuable, say, introducing people and how that's a part of, you know, a class format, or going through warmups that are specific to the workouts, or making sure that everybody has, you know, individualized feedbacks or progressions, or you know, the aspects of the format of workouts, the style of exercises, the equipment, all of that plays a role in how you're trying to level up. What changes do you guys want to make? And get that on the floor of an opportunity. So that's one third of your service, in my opinion, that makes up your program, is how do we get the class experience to take it to another level? The other thing is the accountability of, we're working with busy people. There's so many distractions out there. They struggle with consistency in many cases. What are we doing off the floor to keep them accountable and showing up? So it's important that you start opening up about reaching out to people and communicating with them, you know, via email or text or, you know, online. Like, there's real value in maintaining relationships off the floor, and how that helps encourage and create consistency. Not to mention, when we talk about accountability, we can't not talk about the outcomes or the results. So how are you showing them results? Maybe they're not aware that you have every member see the results that they're getting every 90 days, and they're not aware that you take the time to show people where they started with you from a body composition or some kind of fitness level, and you highlight that on a regular basis every 90 days when they retest. And that's how you're showing people are staying on track and seeing results. So that may be an area, if you're not doing those things, that you're going to provide more value, that your team's going to get behind and say, hey, you know what? When members see results, when members know that they're improving beyond just fitness and they start seeing their body change and, you know, they're seeing the results full circle in mood and energy and fitness and body comp, they really start to believe that they've never gotten this before. They've never seen this type of change. And that's where they start to recognize that, why would I go anywhere else? I've never gotten these results. But again, they need to understand what goes into that level of accountability. The third thing that I think is really important when talking about your program and getting people bought into what's happening is, what's your level of support? Now, are you sharing tools and resources or information or breaking down steps to better technique or better habits? Are you checking in with people on a regular basis? Do your coaches know? And have that discussion and how your program is showing up beyond the coaching floor. And that is, guys, where I start to see the education of saying, this is where we're going. This is the format and how our program is organized. These are the things that are really impacting whether people show up and get consistent results. And that's what I want to improve. And that's why we have to make adjustments to our pricing of our current and long-term members. Okay. So this is a great transition point in your meeting to talk about what those improvements are, to talk about how you as a group could level up. You know, there's a lot of things that I didn't come up with in my gym, but it was passionate and detail-oriented employees that were actively working within the business that offered up these ideas. And that's where I have gained a lot of the changes. So that comes through communicating where you want to go and some of the problems. So you guys might say, hey, one of the best things that would really help us have a better class experience is to work with people that are ready. You know, anytime we get someone on the floor that is too deconditioned or too new, it really impacts all the long-term members. Well, maybe a great solution for that and what you want to bring to the table is qualifying new clients. You know, really have a system for screening them physically, talking with them before they actually enroll and making sure that they're right and ready. And that might be, you know, tied to their mindset, might be tied to their schedule of whether they can stay long-term, maybe tied to the proximity of how far they live from your location. And these are all things that you have to consider and start removing from enrollment, right? And when you start looking at that, you're really talking about your ideal client and saying, hey guys, I want to put more people like this on the floor. In order for me to do that, I need to put more time into the marketing side. I need to put more time into talking to prospects, and I need to put more time into and resources into making sure we meet with these clients before they hit the group floor. And if we're going to do that and create a better experience on the floor, we have to make these changes across these area. And again, that's just going to add a little more work, but it's going to be completely worth it. And that's also going to be reflected in the changes we're going to make to pricing, right? The other thing is opening up some of the details that matter when it comes to enrolling people. You know, maybe it's understanding where they got stuck or any issues that they have coming into the gym. You know, can we solve those things? Would it benefit the coach to know that up front and, you know, build more of a profile if you would? But again, it's going to take you more time. It's going to take a little bit more resources. And in order to do that, that's fine, but that's becoming a new standard. And a new standard is going to require that payroll or those things to be figured out and solved with, you know, better software. So these are just some ways that your coaches are starting to realize that there's a lot more that goes into just creating class experience for people. We want the best people, the right people, the people that we can have amazing results quickly, but they have to be at a certain level and readiness. Okay. And these are just some of the ways that are leading indicators. And quite honestly, an education of, you know, why it's time to level up is we're going to create a whole new, more motivated, more focused group of people when we start, you know, putting our time and energy into the little things. The last thing, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, it's important for them to see that who goes on the floor is right. And I think a lot of coaches that I've found can get frustrated over the years if they do this long enough, that if they have someone in the floor in their class and that class is not feeling cohesive, or they're getting rattled with, you know, cues that aren't working, or quite honestly feeling distracted by someone who they may feel like is going to get injured, you know, that impacts their experience as a coach, not just the member's experience. And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to have the wrong person on the floor. So what ways could you benefit them as a coach and the membership by making changes to your onboarding? And I highly encourage you talk about that and look for ways to improve your system, whether that's a whole new model. We run here at Factory Forge a single class baseline onboarding model. Okay, we screen people, we understand their body comp and fitness starting place. And anyone that is not right, meaning they're too deconditioned, then they're not ready for our group program. And our coaches feel so confident in that play because it's not going to add more stress, more difficulty or challenge. And they get to have an experience that is more predictable for them. They can go into queuing and progressions that are within a certain range. And they know that they can keep this class on track and feeling high value. And that's what they care about. You know, and those are also some of the problems that I've found with newer coaches on why turnover is there. You know, it can just be too challenging of getting everybody on the same page and the class being a great experience if the experience level of the client is too broad. So can you level those things up? This is the vision that I want to paint in this meeting of helping them understand, hey, we're going in this direction. It will require increasing the rates, but here's everything that we're going to deliver for our members and to our program so that it's backed up, so that we actually put the energy and the time with the resources that it gives us into giving back, okay? The other thing is, how are we going to communicate the price increase? When's it gonna happen? What happens if someone asks you a question? I want you guys to talk about those things so that you have a cohesive response. And if there's uncertainty or doubt, you talk about those objections. You talk about the client that comes up and is, you know, unhappy with the rate change. You talk about the client that's confused. And, you know, what do you want them to do with that information? Do you want them to redirect? You know, do you want them to have a little bit of a response? Like, that's what I mean by showing up as a team and validating the decision and also reinforcing it at the member level so that it feels cohesive. It feels like it was well thought out and everybody on the team supports it. Okay. The worst case scenario is your coach does not support it and does not get behind it. And it really rubs people the wrong way. It creates doubt and uncertainty. And that member then starts to believe that it's too expensive or that they can't come with you because, again, they're not willing to pay more for what you're putting into it. But if they don't know what you're putting into it or don't know how that's going to impact the member in terms of better results or faster results, more consistency, then they're going to struggle to respond. And no response is not good because it leaves questions and doubt in the client's mind. And that's not going to help you, you know, through this time of change. Okay. Eventually this will settle, but this is about smoothing it out and getting your team behind you so you can focus on what really matters. So this is the last part of the agenda, in my opinion, is, you know, what's the role of the coach? How are we going to show up as a team to help these people on the floor and our long-term members that we're actually going to, you know, have a noticeable change to people that have been with you for 10 years? What are the biggest areas of improvement we can make as a coaching team? and get their feedback, right? So how can we level up in every class so that it's not just the owner, someone who understands that the numbers don't work, or, you know, been thinking and dwelling on stuff that they see and, you know, haven't done much in terms of fixing in their coaching team. Like, you're only coaching 10 to 20%. So you're only as good as your entire coaching team. So the more that you invest in this area of what are the things that we can improve right now and practice and train on, so that our members feel differently when they walk into class or they feel the impact of how you're leveling up, that's really what matters from this meeting. And when, if you can walk away with some marching orders, you're not going to solve this all in one meeting, but what you're going to do is give clarity and hope and direction and even excitement on saying, hey, we got to button these things up, guys. If we're going to level up and if we're going we're going to focus on meeting and practicing, well, that's going to cost money too, right? We got to pay people to have them in meetings. And if you're meeting once a month, which is what we do, we have an agenda. We have the issue. We have the practice and the areas that we're working on to improve. And then that's how we show up to practice. And then, you know, going out on the coaching floor as, you know, someone working their shift is like game day. It's like putting on the concert, but you're not going to get great at delivering a better concert if you don't practice, if you don't rehearse. So that's what I'm saying, guys, is that if you don't have the resources to pay your team to practice and rehearse at least once a month, where's that going to come from? And I guarantee your members want a well-trained, highly qualified coach. And if they're not leveling up their skills and you're not pumping that information in front of them and, you know, making it a part of the coaching standard, well, it's not going to happen on its own. And that's what happens, is the member doesn't see and feel the change. But today is going to be different. At the end of this meeting, you're going to seek out what those things are, start to format that into, you know, a new way of practicing and showing up as a team. And truly, that's where some of the most impact you're going to feel, not just from the coaching team this day, but as you guys go out on the floor, it supports and reinforces everything that you communicate. All right, guys, so that is, in a nutshell, the staff meeting agenda that must happen, in my opinion, before you send out your letter of notification that membership rates are going up and things are changing. And I want you to send this letter. I want you to feel ready. And some of you guys out there are getting stuck because you have a lot of unanswered questions. And sometimes those unanswered questions are coming from the people that you care about most in terms of your team. Being able to provide that service and level up, okay? And you need to make those changes with them. Some of you guys are saying, hey, we've already done that, Chris. We're at that level. Well, if you're not making and implementing those right changes, then this may have to do with you, whether you believe that people will stay, whether you're worried and anxious about too many people leaving and it's going to impact your budget and your cash flow. At some point, you got to move forward. Otherwise, like I said, for those of you guys out there who have been thinking on this a long time, you're feeling it in the budget, you're feeling it in the cash flow. And before you know it, you know, that could put you in a position where you're resentful towards the business, or, you know, you're saying, hey, I got to get another job, or I got to shut it down, or I got to sell, it's not working out. Well, it's time, guys. And the question is, what do you need to move out of the way or build in order to execute? And what I'm saying here today is some of you guys out there do have to build some new stuff that's, you know, hasn't been updated, hasn't really brought the value up. Some of you guys have done those things and mentally you believe that every bit of it is worth it, but something's getting in your way. And in order to move past that, we've got to start working on the belief that there are people out there that will pay it. There are people inside your membership that will believe and grow with you and say, hell yeah, I'm coming with you. I don't care if you increased by double. You changed my life and there's no other place for me. And we have to believe that those people are in our membership and they want us to grow. They want us to change and they will put that money into that because they look at it as completely worth it. And until you feel that and think that and know that with conviction, that may be the area that's holding you back. So guys, I encourage you that if you get to this place and you get stuck, I want you to know that I'm here. I want you to know that we have a proven process. It's called our Momentum Program for a reason. It's 12 weeks to get you unstuck as an owner, 12 weeks to get your processes unstuck from an efficiency standpoint so that your business can be simple, easier to run, and more profitable. And when you have action plans like this, guys, as an owner, you're going to start feeling more confident. You're going to start seeing your business pick up speed. It's going to get easier and simpler to communicate with your people. And then at the end of the day, really, you want that scale. You want that net income to go up. You want that personal lifestyle to feel like you're working on your business, or you can, you know, take some hours off and evenings off. And that's what we're committed to. So if you don't have a program or a process to do that, reach out to me. Head over to the Art of Profitable Gym to connect further. Otherwise, head over to factoryforge.com. Check out our Momentum Program information there and book a call with me, and we'll start getting your head and strategy on track for implementing new rates from inside out. See you guys. If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program, where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.